All right. Let's get this out of the way first. The thoughts, views, and opinions expressed on Tailboard Talks Firefighter Podcast are solely those of the speakers, guests, and host, and do not in any way represent the thoughts or views or opinions of any other employer, partnership, or sponsor. The material and information in this podcast is for general information purposes only and should be used at the listener's discretion. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Fourth Shift Tailboard Talks. My name's Chris from Fourth Shift Firefighter. Welcome to the show. First things first, before we get started, got to mention my affiliates. Thanks for listening for 12 seconds before I try to sell you something. Fourth Frontier Heart Rate Monitoring Strap. They have this heart rate monitoring strap called the X2, and it's not just a heart rate monitoring strap. No, don't skip this ad. I'm going to tell you some. It's not an ad. It's my affiliate. They're my friends. Got to tell you some things about them very quickly. Captures lead to EKG. That's the big one. 24-hour continuous monitoring. That's another big one. It's a strap on your chest, which I personally like because you don't have a watch on to ding on stuff or bang around or whatever. Rapid charging, long battery life. It's got all the good stuff, okay? But that lead to is a big deal. I've used that to show my spike in heart rate overnight when I wear it on shift. And you can see the graph. It spikes up, but to be able to see lead to at whatever and then jump up after tones go off to whatever, it's actually kind of more impactful to see an actual EKG. The quality is surprisingly good on it too for just being a chest strap. So I really like the product. Stand by them. Got a big discount code, 25% I think, on if you use my code FF Tailboard. It's in the affiliate links page of my website as well as in the show notes. Check it out. The second affiliate I have great relationship with is Rescue One CBD, 0.000 THC CBD. So there's no THC in it, and they test all the way to that third zero, 0.000, which matters because why take a risk, right? It's safe for the job. I like it. I use it. I've referred plenty of people to it, and I also have a discount code for it, 15% off that one, code Tailboard at checkout. So check them out. Awesome company. My topic for today is doing stuff. A long time ago, my nephew, when he was learning to talk and he was a little toddler, and he says, "I'm a guy and guys do stuff." And it was like a funny thing because he was just everywhere doing everything. A lot like Nathan, a lot like me, a lot like Sawyer. We like to do stuff. And what I noticed was as we're nearing this camping trip, because we're going on our first camping trip of the year tomorrow, and it's a big one. It's all the way to Florida. Typically, we warm up one or two to Michigan, blah, 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 go down to Florida, longer one to kind of beginning of year and then end of year when we're kind of in the groove with the camper. But we got a new camper, some improvements to the truck. It's a bigger camper. We got a lot to do. The kids are older. Got to figure out ways to entertain them. And we're driving for 20 hours. It's going to be awesome. And I noticed was just naturally over the course of these last 2 weeks getting ready for that trip, I got more stuff done in a lot of other areas as well, which was like weird to me. Like, why wouldn't this camper trip be just all consuming and so much mental bandwidth that I can't do anything else? But instead, I got stuff done in the gym in the garage. I got stuff done around the house. I did more projects with the kids. I got stuff done on the business side. And I was like, well, what's going on here? Why is this happening? And it made me think back to a handful of years back when I decided to go for promotion. And I needed to do my bachelor's program. I needed to finish that. I needed to get my fire officer classes. And at that time, it was the 5 or 6 individual classes. It wasn't like company fire officer scheme is now. Not scheme. The scheme of company fire officer, meaning the pattern and the, I'm not, whatever. The organization of company fire officer now. That sounds better. I had to study for the lieutenant's test. I had to do my acting officer time. We had Nathan. He was 3 months old. So in that time, I remember feeling like I worked out more frequently, I ate better, I was doing 5 or 6 big things at the same time, and I felt great. Like, I didn't feel overwhelmed, I felt very busy and engaged and happy. Katie might not have been so happy because I was spending a lot of time doing a lot of stuff, but I felt like mentally switched on, like rocking and rolling. I like being busy, I like filling my day up, but all these things had a pretty big sense of urgency. Like, I had a deadline. I had to complete these things before the test to get points on the test. So there was a little bit of carrot dangling out there. There was urgency because it was time restricted. And I really felt like, all right, we're moving and grooving here. Like, this is cool. I'm doing stuff. And it made me feel that way. And I felt that way this week too. And I was like, well, that's strange. So I looked up a couple terms. I have a few pop psychology references in here. I remember saying I'm not a huge fan of it. Turns out I am. I love it. one of my character flaws and or traits is that I jump around frequently. I can learn a little about a lot of different stuff relatively quickly because I'm able to like boil it down to some key principles and keep relating stuff back to it. Now, this is all going to factor later into a little bit of undiagnosed ADHD kind of thing. But one of the cool things I get to do is skip around and learn about a bunch of stuff and then hopefully present it in a mostly coherent way to you guys. So the first thing I looked up, because this is what it felt like, the first thing I looked up was that saying of the rising tide lifts all ships, and found out that that's not anything to do with self-improvement. It's actually like an economics term with markets and whatever. So I stopped reading about it, but then I applied it internally because that's where I felt it. I felt like when one boat goes up, when the, let's say the fitness boat goes up, everything else goes up, right? Or when the parenting boat gets more engaged, I want to do other stuff too. You kind of get engaged with things and it switches on and everything starts flowing. You get interested in doing stuff. And I was like, well, I wonder if there's a term for like momentum. I wonder if you can build momentum by completing one task that seemed previously impossible or just too giant to even think about starting. And then because of that, your brain is like, oh, I can do other stuff too. And then you start unlocking like this potential or this energy that you have because now you have momentum going. Turns out there is a thing called that, and it is exactly what I was talking about. It's called mental momentum or psychological momentum. Now, here's a little blurb about that. Mental momentum, psychological momentum, hold on a second, the lingering or contentful mental state over several minutes in the event, that's not it. Jeez Louise, chop it up, man. Psychological momentum, a psychological force in which several factors or qualities converge in a synergistic way to enable one to perform at a level not ordinarily possible. So that means that like stuff's coming together and you just switch it on and you're good, right? It also kind of goes on to say like, if you look at each individual thing, they can seem daunting. They look like five or six huge mountains here that you have to climb, but then you just get off your butt. And for some reason you get inspired or motivated to do one, usually because of urgency or incentive. And once you do one, you're like, wow, that thing that I've been avoiding for roughly 6 months took about 12 minutes to do. And I've seen that meme before and I share it every single time to my friends, or mostly to Katie, because she knows and gets frustrated by that trait of mine. But that's what it is. Like you do one thing, you're like, that was cool. I guess maybe these other things aren't that bad either. And that's what happened this week. We started doing stuff with a camper. I had to get a few things done to the truck, which calling someone, going to the shop, getting stuff fixed is like, oh my God, just schedule me out of service for the entire month. That's going to take forever. It took about 2 hours. Doing that, and then I was like, wow, this website stuff I'm supposed to be doing, that seemed like a huge task too. What if I just sit down and do it for like 30 minutes? Knocked it out. So all these things, you start to build momentum task on top of task because you start realizing like, oh, they're just things to do. I shared a thing today on Instagram that said it's from the site ADHD Doers. And it says, having ADHD is having 20 things you want to do, but just sitting there paralyzed on where to begin and then not doing any of it. And same thing as like, do I want to go work out, or do I want to start on the website, or do I want to record a podcast? And then my tactic is, what if I just sit here long enough and think about all of them until it's too late to do any of them? Now, I know somebody specifically can relate to that because I sent that person that before and they said, how did you read my mind? So getting back to what we're talking about, building momentum, right? The inability to start or get going or get engaged is a little thing that's a pop psychology term called executive dysfunction. And it's getting thrown around a lot these days. I wrote down a little bit about it, and there's another thing. I went back and looked at that ADHD Doers page. And here's what it's all about. Executive dysfunction, it's a brain-based impairment affecting the ability to plan, organize, and execute tasks. In ADHD, it means challenges in managing time, remembering details, and switching focus from one activity to another. And they list off a bunch of things here and why ADHD makes it harder, right? Sometimes it's a trouble in prioritizing. Sometimes things seem overwhelming. Sometimes things seem boring. Or too complex. And in that I wrote like, and somebody mentioned target safety in here, boring or too complex. It seems to be the two sides of the way target safety is used. It's either like, oh God, what is this thing I have to spend 0.5 of an hour on? or here's a 300-page PowerPoint that I just can't get into. So it's all these things, right? And so executive dysfunction is a real thing. Now, this is going to be a relatively short episode. I have a list full of notes here I keep looking down to. But this is part of solving it. This is part of helping yourself if you identify with some of this stuff through executive dysfunction. Now, I have a bunch of books around here. This whole drawer back here is filled with notebooks and pads of paper and stuff like that. I have highlighters and lists and stuff all over the desk over here. In the closet over there, there's a Rubbermaid bin full of journals and planners and stuff that I buy because these are the ones I'm going to use, and then they go in the bin because they're just too nice to get rid of. I got a bunch of them. If you do well with that, though, one of the things I have used that does work is a very small spiraled notebook. Top spiral, very small, like size of a note card. Goes in my pocket, goes in my fanny pack, that's right. And I got a pen in there, and I can literally go in there and jot stuff down and rip off the page and put it in my wallet, and then that stays with me more or less indefinitely. That's more useful than using my phone, because what I end up in the notes app on my phone is just a list of half-started and half-completed notes, usually of 75% the same list over and over again. So having a physical thing, having a physical notebook or planner or something, a calendar that you fold up. Remember when they had the old book calendars? It was like the size of your phone, and it was a little book, and it had the entire month in there. Had one of those during my part-time POC days to schedule out my shifts. Having something like that may be the solution to your executive dysfunction. Or you can do what I do a lot and farm it out and use Katie's executive function to make sure I do stuff, where she says, I'm taking the kids for the next 45 minutes. You better go record an episode, or you better get that task done, or I need you to do this before I get home. That sets the urgency. That also sets a little bit of an incentive that I'm not going to get yelled at. And it helps me do that. So if you have the opportunity, you can outsource your executive dysfunction and impart someone else's executive function that may work. Now, here's the other thing that I found works, okay? And it goes back to the original point here of when I'm most busy, I get the most done. Get busy. When you're feeling good, when you're feeling like you can do stuff, get involved in stuff, stuff that you would ordinarily be like, it seems like a lot of work. Do stuff that people know about, people kind of not depend on you for, but count on you doing. And then you're locked into those. At first, it might feel like obligation, but remember, you do have an interest in it, so just keep doing it. But that can really help, because as you do more stuff, you get to do more stuff. That goes back to the rising tide lifts all boats kind of thing. If you do more stuff, here's where this also branches out. If you do more stuff and you have more stuff to do, you have less time to do each thing, which imparts that urgency as well. And then you get to hammer down on this task in a very concise manner, because I got to go do this other thing in 10 minutes. So I'm just going to do this thing real quick. Yes, it will backfire. You will absolutely say, I have 10 minutes to do this thing, or I cannot for 10 minutes. And it's very easy to push those things off. You sit around on your phone for 10 minutes, then you get to be late to the other thing you're supposed to do, and then you're playing catch up, and at that point it's lost anyways. I might just cross it off the list and I don't do that thing anymore. So yes, it can backfire, but increasing the urgency by setting a deadline or cramming a bunch of stuff in where you have to get stuff done, or increasing the incentive, like I'm going to get paid to do this, I'm going to do it, or I'm going to get a good marks, an attaboy from the chief, or something good on my review, now it has value to me, I'm going to do it. Or I'm going to do this because I really want to help this person, and seeing them happy or seeing them succeed makes me feel really good. It's okay to be selfish with this stuff. It's okay to be selfish, because it depends on how you're motivated. There are some people who could not care less what their achievements are, but they care deeply on a fundamental level about how well other people do. And if that's you, then use that, man. You don't have to keep striving for your own achievements if that's not the thing that really like lights you up, right? Do the thing that lights you up and dig into it and do a bunch of those things, so that way you're accomplished, you have a sense of purpose, belonging, value, and you get to do more stuff. Now, urgency, like I said, is a major player in running your executive dysfunction. I've just told you what works for me. You kind of got to figure out what works for you. Again, I'm not trained or truly educated in these topics, but I enjoy talking about them. So if any of this stuff relates to you, I cover this whole sheet roughly Of course, I skipped some stuff on there because I just skipped over it. I drew little pictures of boats on here as kind of an example. Like I have a fitness boat, a parenting boat, a business boat, a creative boat. And when one of those things go up, they all go up. I'm misusing that saying a little bit, but it works for me. So I'm just going to, you know, keep on using it. Let me know what you guys think. I'm excited to hear about it because I think there's a lot more people in the fire service with undiagnosed or diagnosed ADHD who have this executive dysfunction thing. You know you're one if you have to run your training reports and push the back 1 month button when you run them because there's no urgency. So I'm just going to get this stuff done. And I'll run the report sometime next month when I think about it or when the captain tells me to. You'll know you're one of these people if it's 6 o'clock at night and you're like, we got to get to this inventory. If someone didn't do it, or you just walk around hoping someone else starts doing it because it's not an enjoyable thing. Oftentimes there's limited value in it because we do it every week. So like how much stuff could possibly be missing? But you know, you have that executive dysfunction. If you're not stimulated, if you're not engaged in something, it's less likely to happen. It's more likely to linger or just not get done. All right. I don't mean to ramble on. It was a heavy pop psychology episode. I have to go back and listen to this one and watch it and make sure I covered everything on here because it's just a blur. Another thing about this before I go. Not only will this backfire in terms of you not being able to run your schedule and just blowing stuff off, it will also backfire in the fact that after you have one of these good weeks or a couple good days of this, building momentum, getting a bunch of stuff done, checking stuff off the list, you will crash so hard. You will crash so hard and you'll say, like, I literally just cannot get off the couch today. Or I have like two things to do, which is not very stimulating. It's like, at some point today, I got to go wash the truck. Not likely to happen. At some point today, I got to record an episode. That's why these things usually get recorded a day or 2 days before, because I'll just do it later. I'll figure it out. You will crash hard. You will be stalled out completely. Now, the good thing is if you've used your planner and you've said, I had to do these 8 things today, I got them all done. I was a ball of fire. I don't know how I got it done. It was a heroic effort. On that day where you crashed, you can look back and be like, I did all that? Who was that person? You know what? I'm okay with sitting around and just kind of doing nothing today. And then over time, it'll build back up. Your docket will get crammed again. You'll be a ball of fire for a few days or a week. You'll knock it out of the park, and then you will crash. But that's the cycle of us unregulated people. I'm happy to be one. I can say that it helps me out in the business, helps me create things. It helps me learn a lot of stuff, even if it's at surface level or 1 or 2 layers deep. But man, sometimes it does not work. So let me know what you guys think. I'm excited about this episode coming out. I want to have more conversations about this stuff. Thanks for listening. Thanks for checking out. Please visit my affiliates. Let's all keep working on being more capable and durable, both on the job and away from it. Talk to you soon. Be a 4-shift firefighter. See ya. We'll